Hello everyone. Today I'm going to be talking to you about Azure HD Insight Application Platform. HD Insight Application Platform is a great way of extending your HD Insight cluster. You can install open source components, or you can install solutions from industries leading ISVs as well. A quick overview of HD Insight. HD Insight is an open source, fully managed, fully supported offering by Microsoft, where you can come and you can create fully managed clusters of Spark, Hive, RServer, HBase, Storm, and you can install open source components on top of these clusters as well. The key thing about HD Insight is we separate compute and storage. That means that you can create clusters, run the cluster, and delete the cluster. Because the data is stored in an external store, which is Azure Data Lake Store or Azure Blob Storage. What this allows you to do is create clusters on demand and then delete clusters when you're done, which reduces your total cost of ownership by about 60%. It's a very broad set of developer experiences that we support, which sort of makes it easier for you to use big data. And lastly, the most sort of interesting part about HD Insight is the ease of extensibility that you can have. So you can extend your cluster to install more and more open source components, or you can also install applications from industries leading ISVs to help complete your big data journey. The application platform that we have introduced provides a one-click deploy experience for these applications. So as a customer, you know, you discover your application and you install it, and then you're good to go. The reason we created this platform is because if you look at the broader ecosystem of big data, you know, as sort of Hadoop has grown and matured, the landscape of big data has sort of evolved, where lots and lots of companies have started building solutions which make it easier for you to use big data or to gain insights from your data faster. And to help customers install these applications easily on their cluster, we have created this platform. In this platform, customers can come and you can discover these applications, you can browse, and you can install these applications using a single-click deploy mechanism. You can access the entire cluster, and these applications are installed in a secure manner, and because the applications sit inside the same virtual network where all the head net nodes and the worker nodes are there as well. So it's in the same network boundaries. And for folks who are authoring these applications, it's very easy to create applications and sort of publish it to the marketplace and make it broadly available to all customers. Here's a quick snapshot of what the architecture diagram looks like for the application platform. In a typical HD Insight cluster, you'll have gateway nodes, head nodes, worker nodes, and zookeeper nodes. And for applications, we sort of create edge nodes as well. So applications are installed on the edge node. And users of the application can access the application. Most of these applications sort of open up the application to multiple users. So you can expose your cluster as a platform to many users. And those users can access the data through the cluster itself. And the benefit of these applications is they simplify the experience or simplify the fact that you want to get insights from data faster, because they provide very rich sort of interface, very rich GUI-based tools or sort of advanced options which help you get insights from data faster. The other way to extend your cluster is using custom script actions. Custom script actions allow you to customize any node in the cluster and by bringing in your own libraries or by bringing in open source projects. Some examples of custom script actions that you can run is, you know, if you want to add multiple storage accounts to your cluster, you want to install applications like Hue, Presto, or you want to install these open source applications like OpenTSDB, TitanDB, XGBoost, BigDL, Cafe, and there are a lot more that you can do. So you can pick up any project and you can install it on the cluster using script actions as well. Here's an architecture diagram of what script actions look like. So in an HD Insight cluster, you have gateway nodes, head nodes, edge nodes, and worker nodes. You can install these custom components during cluster creation, or after the cluster is created, then you can install these scripts as well. You can install these scripts on the head node, worker node, or the edge node, and you can also persist these scripts. So in case you delete the cluster, or in case you scale the cluster, the new nodes that will come up will have those script actions as well. So it's a very good way of extending the cluster and sort of preserving your configuration that you can reuse for new clusters as well. So I wanted to show you a quick overview of what the experience would look like for the application platform. So in this case, what I have over here is I'm inside the Azure Management Portal, and I'm going to browse a Hadoop cluster that I have created. So in this case, if I go to the Applications tab, you will see all the applications that have been installed. In this case, I have AtScale and StreamSets Data Collector. I can browse applications in this applications browser. And if you'll see, there are a variety of applications that are available that span different kinds of scenarios. Like there is DataIQ for data science, VanderScore for data replication, Cask, CDAP is there, H2O, Kylogens, Pixara. And so you'll see the broad spectrum of scenarios are covered over here, ranging from data ingestion, data prep, you know, data processing, and data analytics, BI, sort of horizontal solutions like data replication, like governance, cataloging. So the idea is you can sort of complete your big data journey faster by installing these applications on the cluster itself. So I hope you liked an overview of the application platform and how you can extend the cluster. These are a couple of resources slides which you can go through to discover these applications and how to customize the cluster. Thank you.